Hello, my friends. I'm Bianca, the Ticking Time Blonde. I'm so excited for today's episode. We have our very first female enthusiast, Faye. We're also going to talk about life with a watch nerd and also look into the Ticking Time Blonde's trio of watches. Welcome to the set, Faye. So good to have you in today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Faye, were you into watches before you met your partner?
Well, it's a very good question. Actually, back in my 20s, I was offered a very beautiful piece of watch by my mom, but I say no to it. Because back then, I was working in tech startup. You know, every day my style, just one simple t-shirt, and I do not wear any jewelries. Okay. And I do believe if I show up with some watch and jewels to the office, it will kind of interrupt the atmosphere. So absolutely no. But until I reached my 30s, I shifted my industry to hospitality and design, and the whole work environment changed as well. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like I'm missing something on my wrist. That means I'm ready for a watch. Yeah. So I asked my mom again, can I please have that piece? And she said yes. So I took over the watch and took a look, and it was a beautiful, elegant Lady Datejust, and asked my mom, so why this piece? What's the story behind it? My mom couldn't give me any stories behind it. It was very frustrating, but it's okay. So I have to look online for myself, by myself, to dig into the category of the combination of the design. And I do believe, realize that, wow, the watch design isn't a simple thing. Yeah. And I started asking questions to my husband, who happens to be a watch nerd and watch lover. And he actually started sharing a lot of his knowledge to me, and more than what I normally will simply ask for. And I do think he is the guide and the person who ignited my passion further towards his journey.
Yeah, so would you say your appreciation has grown for horology since you met your partner?
Absolutely. Yeah. He shared with me so much knowledge that he has, which laid a great foundation for me to appreciate different, let's say, design, stories behind, or complications. And that was a really good start. And I truly appreciate that.
Now, every lady has their go-to accessory, whether some ladies like their handbags, sunglasses, shoes, even watches. What would be yours, your go-to accessory?
Well, at the moment, we live in Bali, and every day life's very simple. You pick your outfit and your watch, and that's it. And of course, sunglasses.
Of course. Complete the look.
Yeah.
Now, I have presented you a 3-watch collection challenge today, as I do my previous guest. Was it hard to come up with these 3 that we have in front of us?
Well, it's okay, not too difficult, because these 3 are very, very special to me, and I very much look forward to sharing them with you about stories behind and why I like them so much. Yeah, and so are yours too today.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll look into both of ours.
Yeah.
Would we start with yours?
Absolutely.
What do we have here?
Ooh. This one is the AP, iconic Royal Oak, but with a stunning frosted gold finishing. This technique, if you look at this, you might think they're full of diamond dust, but it's actually not. It's a technique that can be achieved by micro-hammering on the gold itself without implementing extra diamond. But the tool itself comes with a diamond tip indeed. The owner of this technique is a fourth-generation jewelry maker. Her name is Carolina Bucci. And one day, Miss Bucci was sitting next to the CEO of AP, and I bet they couldn't take their eyes off each other's wrist. So from then, they decided they needed collaboration. And here we go. After months of trial and experiments, they came up with several models for AP. And this one is very special because they apply this Florentine finishing technique on both of the strap and the bezel itself.
That is just incredible. So where did you pick this one up from?
This is from the very famous dealer in China, actually.
Okay.
And when I first laid my eye on it, I was very confused. Was it diamond or was it stories and the technique behind it? And of course, my husband, who is the super watch nerd, actually told me the story behind it. And I really appreciate it because of the stunning craftsmanship and also the collaboration between industry's leader. It makes you realize you can definitely achieve more when two come together.
Now, it's quite a loud piece. Do you wear this often or certain occasion?
Yeah, it is quite a baller watch, I would have to say. But if you wear a simple outfit, just put it on your wrist, it can still be quite settled.
Give it a very elegant look.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I much prefer, honestly, this finishing compared to the polished finishing. And what's good about this color is, actually, it's called pink gold.
Okay,
so slightly, different from rose gold.
Okay.
You can tell it's a little bit orange-ish rather than the standard rose gold. So for my skin, it sits better.
Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing the story behind your first piece.
Yeah.
I'm going to share my first.
Yes, please.
Cool. So it is a Black Bay 58.
Mm-hmm.
A diver's watch. I don't dive.
Oh.
But what I've done here is I've made it personalised to me by putting on this pink.
Love it, yeah. The same colour as your lips. Yeah. I love it, yeah.
So it's got a slight metallic to it, so it's not too overpowering.
Mm-hmm.
I love, you know, the larger size faces. That's just what I feel comfortable for me.
Very saddled.
Yeah. So the story behind this one, at the time I wasn't overly into watches. My partner is definitely... He gave this to me for my birthday. He walked into the local watch store, pretty much under the impression that this watch was for him.
Okay.
So he goes in, purchases the watch, and he shows me his new acquisition. And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Good on you. And he goes, why don't you try it on? I'm like, okay. So I put it on the wrist, and he said, happy birthday.
Aww.
And I was like, oh.
He already knew that it would look great on you.
Yeah. I think we were early in the relationship, so this was... It was like a symbol of his love at the time without him saying it. So it was,
Absolutely.
So this first piece is probably my most worn and most sentimental for
it
that.
It also says a lot about your partner at the time. Must be a watch nerd.
Oh yeah, he's terrible.
It's a good trick to get your partner into watches. Huh?
Yeah, indeed. Okay. Let's have a look at your watch.
Yeah, actually this is a platinum.
Oh, even better.
And it's a very rare vintage from Rolex from the 70s. It's rare because a square shape Cellini model, and it is Heywood with a pavé diamond. And the logo is also very small. It's not a very recognizable Rolex, so
I wouldn't pick that up.
Yeah, yeah, I feel very comfortable wearing that without saying that I'm wearing the Rolex. Yesterday, we were driving up to Swan Valley and the sun was shining through the window. I took a look of my watches. I think the Aussie sun bringing all the magic onto it because I can see pink, I can see purple and blue and red. Yeah, I couldn't take my eyes off it.
That is gorgeous. So you don't mind different shaped faces?
And absolutely.
You've got an octagon, you've got the round, and then you've got a square.
Yeah, on the contrary, I do believe I'm more into the diversity of the collection. So you never get bored of each type. And I try to avoid the same shape.
And being a vintage watch, was it hard to come by?
Well, thanks to a vintage dealer, quite a negotiating journey. But we got it in hand.
Beautiful piece. And
thank you.
What occasions would you wear this one?
Because it's not so recognizable Rolex, I can comfortably wear it just simple t-shirt or for a nice dinner. So that's my to go.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing the story behind those.
Yeah, and look at yours, Ned's.
Okay, so this Rolex is quite recognizable. The date just.
Yeah.
So I walked into the local boutique, spoke to the salespeople, and we're just, you know, having a bit of a chat, and you go onto the computer and you can put in a bit of a request of, you know, your potential dream Rolex. So I wanted something not too crazy, like a date just, but I wanted like certain features. And you know, with Rolex, it's really hard to get anything and they only have a certain amount in the store at a time. So just playing around the computer, I'm very feminine. I love pink. I wanted the diamond markers. I requested the fluted bezel because I didn't like the high polished shine. I just wanted to rank it up a little bit.
Yep.
And to complement the diamond markers, I think that looks quite attractive.
I love this touch. Yeah.
I'm not overly a fan of the Jubilee. I just wanted something a bit more smoother, so I opted for the Oyster bracelet.
Good choice.
Yeah. And it's a good size, 36. It wears really well.
Yep.
I would probably wear this one like really special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my go-to for that reason.
And I bet it's not. Look. Yeah, and I bet it's not too difficult for you to get a pink dress to go with it.
No, it's not. It's just the right pink. It's not that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obnoxious, yeah. Really bright pink. It's just really subtle, and everything just flows together. Yeah. I really love this watch when going out.
I love these diamonds here. Very good. Thank you.
Alrighty, now love the color on your last one.
Yeah.
And it matches your nails.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this the favorite color?
Yeah. Talking about favorite color, here we go. Mint. This piece is from a independent watchmaker called Spikmarin. We actually got this one in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So we were invited to a private dinner for a watch collector in Oslo. And the dealer also have some exhibition of their collection watches. And on that corner was for Skellington selections. And of course, my partner has a thing for Skellington. It's not my thing, but let's just take a look. So you can see the watches over there. They have a beautiful Bulgari and Roger Debris.
Yeah.
But wait a second, what is that? A mint color. Immediately, it caught my eye. So I pick it up and take a look. You can see the very cute clock hand with a heart shape.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. It's like a Cupid's arrow shooting to my heart here. Of course, the watch is amazing for its complications. It comes with dual time, and the Skellington, of course, is another complication. And it has a micro rotor, as you can see, and the retrograde date. If you looking from this side, you can see there's also a cute logo of Spikmarin, and it perfectly match my nail color. Another thing I like about this watch is that it is not my to-go size, because the 42
centimeters. Just gonna say, that looks quite large.
Yeah. But the material is from titanium with the DLC coating, so that's why it is quite light. So I really like it that it's 40, but not overly masculine and still have this cuteness inside.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Let's look at your next piece.
Okay, so my last piece is kind of combine all of my collection together. Like, I love changing watch straps. Sometimes I put the date just on a white rubber and it's got the pink. So if I can combine, you know, a story or the features behind all of the collection, would be my Corona Toki.
Here we go.
So these, this is a Japanese micro brand. I was really attracted to the color.
How is the pink also? Is it a little bit orangey?
Almost,
from the normal pink.
Yeah, it's probably
great color.
In between.
Yeah.
It's got a really good size face. It's probably a little bit smaller, but I love the high polish finishing.
You can tell from that.
It came on a brown strap.
A leather brown strap.
Yeah, okay. And I just feel like it didn't do this color justice. So I popped it on a white. And
good choice.
Yeah. And loved it ever since. So it's probably my second go-to dress watch. It's I do accessorize my watches with my outfit. So it's a really hard pink to kind of carry off with certain outfits. But when I have probably more plain outfits, like black, I'll carry this off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch stands out.
So this was a Christmas gift to myself, probably after a year being with my watch nerd partners and growing that appreciation for myself. I'm like, well, I'll have a look into this now a bit. And that was my first gift.
Yourself. That's so sweet. I can totally relate, because today I'm actually wearing a piece with a similar story. So this is a gift to myself to support our watch nerd partners. If you take closer look, it's actually a watch hand.
Oh, is that emerald?
Yeah, it is. It's an emerald and comes with a burnt white gold around it. So I was window shopping in Milan, and this one popped up to my eyes. So when I walk into the shop, they told me the watch dealer's name is called Pisa. They're quite famous in Milan. And when the daughter of the CEO took over the business, she designed this beautiful piece to celebrate the transition and the whole collaboration of jewelry and watch. A great combination.
That is gorgeous. So how did your partner feel when you brought that home?
He thinks it's super sweet.
Oh, that's lovely. So are you planning any future watch purchases, or is it more of a, because I know you travel a lot,
yep,
a spare of the moment, buy?
Mm-hmm. Actually now, because I do own several pieces and each of them is quite unique, so I'm more looking into further inspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And a cool feature that I do think is so different from my other pieces, and I do want to acquire that. Mm-hmm. There's no specific model that popped to my eye that I do think I have to get that one. So I would just be patient and waiting to be inspired.
Bit of a fun question I do ask all my guests when they come into the show. The boys talk about their holy grail or dream piece. Do you have one?
Good question. Actually, I would love to have a watch with a mini repeater.
Okay.
Yeah, I do came across a very nice piece from Breguet. Unfortunately, it was too chunky on my wrist because I have a quite small wrist.
So you tried it on?
I tried it on, but unfortunately, I'll still be waiting patiently.
Yeah.
And how about you?
Oh, the platinum day date, 40.
Mm.
Ice blue.
Mm.
Dark. Oh. Yeah, I love that blue. It's so gorgeous. I don't have a blue watch yet.
Yep.
And when the
dice will, yeah.
That would be mine. So you've been in Perth a few days now and you had the chance to go to a local watch meetup. How was that?
Oh, it was super lovely. This is our first trip to Perth and it's very heartwarming to see so many people sharing the same passion and learning about things that normally people won't do. And also very interesting because this is my first watch meetup ever. And it's very interesting to see every watch collector share having their own preference and focus. Maybe someone more into certain models or certain features, certain complications. Mm. But eventually, it's a very good energy because everybody's sharing the same faith and belief.
Were you the only female there?
You're right. Where were you?
My absolute pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. First female,
great talking to you about your trio and introducing mine as well for guests.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, tell us what's in your three watch collection. Let us know in the comments below. If you enjoyed today's video as much as I did, be sure to check out our other content. Smash that subscribe button so you don't miss out on the next three watch collection.